Chapter 3. The Mayor's Big News.
"What's all this about, then?"
asked Minnie, taking a seat beside Dennis in the assembly hall.
"Dunno,"
said Dennis.
"But my timetable says we should be doing maths now, so I'm happy."
On the stage in front of them stood Mr. Belcher, the headmaster, Mayor Brown, a small, grumpy-looking woman, and a huge man with wide shoulders and strange glasses. "Who are they?" asked Mandy.
"Never seen them before,"
whispered Ruby. The mayor stepped forward, only to be interrupted immediately.
"Hello, Daddy, it's Walter."
"Oh, who said that?"
I did. Your son, your only child."
"Oh, yes. Walter never called me that in public. No Wi-Fi tonight."
"Oh, yes, Daddy."
The mayor glared at Bash Street School. Nervous pupils tried not to catch his eye.
"Just before the summer holidays,"
the mayor started,
"this school failed its 10th inspection in a row. Mr. Stamp, the school inspector, happens to be allergic to anything slimy. So, to find his car filled with frog spawn..."
Giggles broke out in the audience.
"...was a bit of a shock to his system,"
the mayor carried on.
"Thankfully, he has made a full recovery, but..."
"What about the frogs?"
someone called out, and the audience dissolved into helpless sniggering, which turned into fake nose-blowing and coughing.
"Enough! All the other mayors are laughing at me,"
said the mayor.
"They joke that I'm having a nightmare. Something must be done. With immediate effect,"
said the mayor gravely,
"Mr. Belcher will be retiring."
Ooh, how dramatic.
Mr. Belcher fell off his chair.
What? Retire? But Mr. Mayor,"
cried Mr. Belcher, crawling toward the mayor.
"Don't make me retire. My wife wants me to take dancing lessons, and if I retire, I won't have an excuse not to."
The many excuses of a reluctant ballroom dancer.
I'm washing my hair tonight. A shark bit my big toe while I was mowing the lawn. The dog ate my dance shoes.
Shut up and dance, mi amor."
The huge, mysterious man moved. His right arm grabbed Mr. Belcher by his tie and casually lifted him into the air. With an effortless flick of the wrist, Mr. Belcher was thrown out of the fire doors at the side of the stage.
Bye-bye, Belcher.
Nice meeting you.
Crash!
"Happy retirement,"
said the man, dusting off his gloves. The pupils sat in silence, mouths hanging open in amazement.
"Whoa!
OMG!
Gasp! Eep!
I wish I'd filmed that."
"Excuse me, you're supposed to be sitting in silence. As I was saying,"
said the mayor,
"Mr. Belcher has retired. Mrs. Clamp here,"
he gestured to the grumpy-looking woman,
"will be your new improved head teacher."
The mayor then pointed to the man who had just thrown the old head teacher out of the school.
"And Mr. Fale will become Bastreet's first ever Master of Behavioural Remedies."
"What does behavioural remedies even mean?"
mumbled Pieface.
"Not a clue, but I've got a bad feeling we're about to find out,"
said Dennis. The mayor sat down and Mrs. Clamp stood up.
"Students, there are going to be big changes around here," she said. "You'll find out about them later. But first, there's the annual super epic turbo cricket match. Beano Town Academy will undoubtedly win again, of course. But being reminded that you losers never hurt anyone."
"It hurts me," growled JJ. As they filed out of the hall, Mandy looked worried.
"Cheer up," said Minnie. "We've seen off plenty of teachers before. How hard can a head teacher be?"
"I don't know," said Mandy. "But the mayor's never made changes like this before. There's something fishy going on here. And I'm not talking about the cod liver oil on his shoes. They rushed round to the PE block, where Miss Mystery, Bash Street's super epic turbo cricket team coach and the school's most popular teacher, was waiting for them.
"Hurry up, you lot," she said. "Kick-off is in 5 minutes.
"We didn't know there was a game on, miss," said Mandy.
"Neither did I until I got here," said Miss Mystery. "Go and get changed."
"Dennis doesn't have his underpants," said Minnie. "And I didn't bring my taser."
"Tasers are banned," said Miss Mystery, giving her a stern look. "After the unfortunate incident with the line judge last season."
She's fine now. Well, just about, reassuring Ed.
"I only meant to give her a friendly jolt," said Minnie. "How was I supposed to know she'd grab hold of the sparkly ends and not be able to let go?"
The Beano Town Academy players were big, strong and unfairly healthy.
"None of them are missing their lucky underpants,"
thought Dennis.
"They definitely knew about the game before this morning. That's not fair."
"Do you know Mrs. Clamp and Mr. Fail?"
Mandy asked Miss Mystery.
"Not really," replied Miss Mystery. "Mrs. Clamp was the deputy head at Beano Town Academy. She's wanted to be the head for years, but it looks like Mr. Glass Ceiling will never retire. She's known as the strictest teacher of all time. Mr. Fail is her right-hand man. They've worked together forever. He's known as the cruelest teacher of all time, but he's volunteered to referee the game, so I suppose he can't be all bad."
Miss Mystery walked off to shake hands with Mr. Fail. Dennis couldn't take his eyes off the huge teacher. He couldn't put his finger on it, but something wasn't quite right. Dennis shivered.
"What's up?" asked Mandy.
"I felt a great disturbance in the force," said Dennis.
"You are such a weirdo," interrupted Minnie. "Come on, let's crush these losers."
Mandy turned and noticed Fail staring at Dennis. She could see Fail's face reddening. Thin wisps of smoke were escaping from his ears. "He doesn't seem like a very nice person," she thought, then trotted onto the pitch.